Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Tes. Mechaba says, the man is not allowed to go outside with a ring on that doesn't have a signet on it. It used to be there was something called a signet ring that you would press down with your ring on the paper, and that was like a signature. It was like your stamp. So a ring that does not have a chosim was not allowed, a man we're talking about here was not allowed to go out with on the street on Shabbos. And if he goes out, he's chayiv. And the reason is that such a ring that's like for jewelry, for a woman is considered tachshit, it's considered her jewelry, and me'ikar din she's allowed to, unless it's a chashash that she'll take it off to show somebody, but with the rice, definitely she's allowed to wear it outside. For a man, it's considered a maser, it's considered something that he's carrying, because it's not the type for a man to wear this type of a jewelry, to have a ring on his finger. Now we're talking about that he has it properly placed on his finger. If he stopped carrying it in his hand, then of course it's a problem of carrying. Yichayev, man, lady, any type of ring. We're talking about it's on the finger properly. Still, for a man, it's considered a maso, it's considered carrying. It's not the derech for a man to have this type of a taksha, to have a ring as jewelry. And it goes out with it, he's chayiv. You're going to ask, well, it's not the derech for a man, so maybe it's shleika derech haitzah, and therefore it should only be isadra bonah for a man. The answer, which the Mishnah explains, is it is derech haitzah, because sometimes the woman needs to have her ring fixed, and she gives it to her husband to bring to the ummah, to the craftsman, to have it fixed, to the jewelry store, to have it repaired. And the way he brings it there is he puts on his finger until it gets there. So it's considered derech haitzah, and it's not considered a takshit for a man, and therefore it's chayiv chatos if he goes outside with his wife's ring, or a ring akin to his wife's ring on his finger. Now let's say it's a signet ring. So that is something that's normal for a man to have, and actually is a takshit for a man, and therefore it's not a problem with the raisa. So here we have Machlokes Rishonim, the Rashi holds you right, it's potim of the raisa, but still awesome of the Rabbanon, and according to the Rabbein Tam, and according to the Rambam, it's mutter. And the Yisrael of this Machlokes is that by a lady is a chashash, she might take it off to Issa the Rabbanon, she might take it off to show to somebody, and therefore there's an end up carrying it. Therefore it's Issa the Rabbanon for a lady. We're talking about a man over here. A man, it's not as derech as much to take something off his finger and show to somebody. So Rashi holds it's also the bonan, same as by a lady. So Rashi holds, yeah, maybe he'll take it off and to show it to somebody, end up carrying it on Amos Rabbim. So the lady's jewelry, worry about that. Man's jewelry, also worry about that. And the other Rishonim, the Rantam of the Rabbim hold, my man has no such chashash, and therefore, if it's a tachshit for him, that's mutter. Whatever the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have something that's a tachshit for both a man and a woman, that since for a woman, make a gzera, that she might come to show it to somebody and therefore and carry down Alamas, therefore she cannot wear it outside on Shabbos. For a man also, the gzera applies across the board for a woman and for men. So the Maisa by Tabas, for a man, if it does not have a chosim, it's a real problem of carrying Chayav Chatos. If it has a chosim, it's a chuk to shenim, it's potter of l'osser. Or if it's mutter, since it's like a man's type of jewelry, not a lady's, and Mishnah Berurah says that it's Simchas Gimel, this machlokes is how to be noig l'maisa, and could be, shouldn't be moichel against somebody who does wear this ring, but Kveger says that Banefa should be careful not to go outside with the ring at all. And if you have something to taksha for a man and for a lady, that'll be Oster Vonin, both for a lady and for a man. So if you had a ring that has a stone in it, or has written on it some letters, that's called not having a chosim. And a man is chayav chatos if he wears his ring outside Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. That's not called having a chosim. A chosim is only if it's a chokuk, if it's engraved into osius or tzuras, letters, or pictures. That's considered a man's ring, a signet ring that a man could use. And the same thing applies, Mishnah Berurah says, if letters are sticking out. It means whether they're indented in or they're sticking out. And when he presses down onto wax, they'll make an indent. And that's also a way he could sign. The reason why it talks about indented osius or tzuras and not sticking out is because by tzuras or pictures that are sticking out, sometimes it's not a problem to have a tzura shlema of a person, other such issues that there might be. But really, Lagab Hilchot Shabbos doesn't make a difference if it's indented or if it's sticking out. Either way, that's considered a chosim. But if it's just written osius on it or just has a stone on it, that's not a man's type of a ring, and therefore it will not be a taksha for him. It will be chayav chatos who wears outside and shirab him on Shabbos. Obviously, this whole halacha of rings situation changes based on the generation, and nowadays things are probably entirely differently. We can learn the Yisraelism over here. It's machlokes shayin by a man. There's a chashash that will come to take something off and show it and carry down with the Rambam. The lady is such a chashash by a man. It's machlokes shayin tirasha and beitam of the Rambam. The practical application obviously changes based on the time and place. We'll start Sifri Aleph. If somebody has something that's both jewelry and it's something for practical use, for example, let's say he has the key to his house and he has on a nice silver chain like a tachshit. So the Mechaber in the first sheet says it's usher for him to wear it on him, say around his neck on Shabbos, because people think that it's to carry, it's the Rabbanon, because it's the Rabbanon, people think he has it on to carry because he wants to use it for a key. The Yesh Batim, some Rishonim say if it's silver, then it's mamish, it's beautiful, and it's jewelry, and it's obvious that he's wearing it for jewelry, and therefore there's no such kashash. And even the Rishonim, who had a machlokes before, in the previous Sif Rashi and Mitam of the Rambam, here everyone could be in agreement that it's going to depend on which Rishon you hold the Gabbidus Shiloh. Does the Iker say it's a Tzarech Tashvish and it is a Marasayin? Or the Iker, it's obvious that it's for Tashvish and therefore there's no Marasayin. And with Shem, as we go by to learn more practical manifestations of this case.